Right. Let's just take a moment to settle here. Can't believe the morning's over. These daylongs and these days go by so fast. So I'll take some questions here, just a few minutes, or some reflections if you have. Generally, but I just want to leave you with a couple of things here. As lay practitioners, it's sometimes hard for us to sit down and meditate. And we begin to think that we don't have a practice, that we don't, I'm not a real practitioner because I'm not sitting there for 45 minutes meditating. And I'm hoping I can break that up a bit so that you can begin to establish mindfulness even when you're walking to the grocery store, even when you're doing the dishes, making dinner, that you could use this framing of the sense experience of seeing, hearing, or the elements as a way of beginning to bring yourself into the present moment. Think of the first foundation as a framing for bringing yourself, well, each of these foundations is to help you come into the present moment. But the body is using your sensory elemental nature to bring you into the first, bring you into the present moment. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Your eyes are always seeing at whatever level they can see. They're always seeing. Your ears are always hearing at whatever level it can hear. Your body is always touching something, even if it's your clothes. And your nose is always smelling, even if the smells are neutral. The nose doesn't stop smelling. Just because you don't smell anything, it's still smelling. And it's learning to experience life through this sensory connection. The elements are always there. So we are talking that the word windy or the word hard or soft, these are thoughts. They are. But you're using those words to help you begin to sense into something and experience something. I never had a relationship with outdoors other than, you know, playing baseball or playing. My parents sent us outdoors all the time, but I'd never had an experience of being with nature as part of my life. And some of you all may have that as part of your experience, but if you don't, the natural world is very much a part of who we are. And the more we can sense into the natural world, the more we realize we are not in this world. It's not me, human, in a world. It's all of us together on one hand. And the more we can sense into that, it is amazing how I can be in a place that I've never been before, and I never feel alone because I always feel like the trees are human beings right along with me. So we're all together. And I introduce myself. I learned that from Philip Moffitt. I introduce myself to trees that I've never been at that place. I introduce myself and, you know, name them all. You know, I've had a few. They probably give me the stink eye, like, why are you naming me that? That's not my name. but since they don't talk, that's the name I'm calling them. But I do every once in a while think, maybe you don't like the name I gave you. But the point is, my whole life has opened up to a whole new world because I'm not locked into just my thoughts about life, just what I think is going on. I've opened this door somehow to a whole new way of experiencing life. And I totally understand why the Buddha's monks and nuns were called the happy ones. Because in this opening up to all the elemental and sensory experiences of life, I'm always happy. I remember, I'll tell you this and then I'll open it up for your comment. I did the 3 month one time, and in that 3 month, it just so happened somebody was clearing the field of all these trees so they could start planting corn, I think is what they planted. And so they were doing all this clear cutting right not too far from IMS. So IMS is where you do the 3 month. And it wasn't, it's on the loop that's right outside of IMS. And so we could hear it. So you're sitting there getting deeper and deeper in concentration while some machine is ripping these trees out of the ground. Oh, my body was in such pain. And I was walking, feeling all this overwhelming sadness. And I got to the spot where they were ripping all these trees out. And I was so overwhelmed. And I turned and looked across the street. And if you know anything about trees, you know they share everything. So all the trees on this side of the street experienced everything that was happening to these trees on this side of the street. But when I looked at the trees, they looked steady. They looked noble. And I had this sense that they have been watching trees get ripped out of the ground for years. Because IMS is not that far away, and I'm sure there were trees over there before IMS got there. So it, all of a sudden, the whole experience of all the houses that are in that neighborhood, some trees had to go in order for that to happen. And there's all this development that's there in the neighborhood around IMS. It is rural, but still there's houses and people live there and farms. And I had a sense, just almost looking at these trees, that the nobility in which they stand, meaning they could have just fallen over, they could have just given up and just said, that's it, we're dying, I'm done. But they weren't. They were standing there with this nobility that I got an understanding that we all, trees included, animals, we all have to experience difficulty. It's just part of existence. And yet you can keep your nobility even if you experience difficulty. And that this is what the elements and the sensory experiences help us come to see. This is why the first foundation, I think, is a framing around being in the present moment. Being in the present moment with physicality. Think of body as physicality, with the physicality of phenomena. So let's see if there's anything anybody wants to share about this morning, being with the body. We're going to turn to feeling tones this afternoon, but I'm going to sense a little bit about the body first. Tell me how the walking was, if anybody wants to share. How was the walking? How was the walking at home? Did you walk at home? You know, good. Let's hear, Molly. Did you do your walking?
Sometimes.
It's very hard. You know, when I do day longs, I don't do 30-minute walkings. I do short walkings.
But I have to say, what I absolutely love about your teaching about it, though, is the drop it and start again.
That's it. Drop it. Start again.
Drop it and start again. It's so liberating. It's so helpful. So thank you.
You're welcome. Good, good, good. Okay, just one second. Is the green button on?
This is the first time for walking for me that it hasn't felt like a chore.
Yeah.
That's a gift. Thank
that's
you.
That's a gift, yes. That's it's because our framing of this word walking, it really throws the mind off. Because the mind thinks a walking is going somewhere. So we try to make the short little path a going somewhere, and it doesn't work. But when you take it out of that walking and it's just taking a step and we're training the mind to let things go, then it changes the nature of it.
I notice a difference between when the bell is rung and I have to walk into the building or have to, you know, there's a difference in the quality of, I know I'm going somewhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Very nice. Yeah, good.
Thank you. Just an observation. I started out by walking and counting steps, and that was keeping me anchored in the present. And then that was at a superficial level. And then when I slowed down more and more and really was feeling the texture of the walking under my feet, each step on the cement pattern texture felt a little different. And then the numbers dropped away. And then I noticed each step, each contact with the earth is different in each moment. And so it's thinking about impermanence.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I want to help you see that you are in the present moment when you're doing that. That's how you're realizing each step is different, is because the pattern of the concrete is different from this spot to this spot to this spot. And even though it might seem like, well, what is that going to do to help me with my life out here? This is why people think, well, what does this have to do with me being in my life? But what you're pointing to by slowing down and experiencing it, you can, over time, we begin to learn how to experience everything that way. Everything becomes, this is new. And when I go to my mom's house, it's not all this, it's always like this at mama's house. It's not. It's all very new. And you can begin to experience going into work different all the time. And that newness brings a freshness, a sense of aliveness. It begins to create curiosity in our lives. And we don't just go through the motions. But it starts with taking the time to begin to get all these little things you guys are pointing out that you're seeing. We have to take the time to come into the present moment and see that. Yeah, thank you. There's a couple here online. Susan, how about you? Oh, just one. Susan.
Yeah, I had a period of time in my life where I lived in the woods and I did a fair amount of meditation. And what I found interesting was animals will come to you. You will have animals that will come and sit with you. And one time, I used to hike the same trail. And after you hike the same trail, you know the trees, you know the trail. And one day I came through and I realized I was ignoring the trees. And so I said, I am so sorry for ignoring you. And in that moment, it's like they became people. Everything became alive in a way that I haven't experienced since, and I wish I could. but it was just amazing. And my whole view of them looked entirely different.
Yeah, it is different. Even at Spirit Rock, there's a lot of animals at Spirit Rock. But I've never been around deer that they will look at you and then they're like, yeah. Oh, that's a yogi. That is in there. That's a yogi, no big deal. They'll walk right by you. They don't even, we're like part of the, we're part of the scene. And the turkeys, whenever we get deeper and deeper in concentration, they have to come and hang outside. And you can tell that they're feeling it. And there was this egret that came one time and just showed up earlier. I think it was last year. I think it's been around for maybe a year, but it just showed up on a retreat one day. And I think it was like walking around by itself for a while. Like, this is okay. It's kind of cool here. And then it started calling a friend. And now I see there's two egrets. It's like, we're like, oh, hey. But there is a way that nature, even the coyotes and the foxes at Spirit Rock, they just come around and they just feel very, they seem so comfortable. And I mean, they are wild animals, so they will eat that bird. No, don't get it twisted. They are looking for something to eat, so they are going to eat something. But they don't feel, it's strange that they have rattlesnakes, and I've never heard of someone being bit by a rattlesnake at Spirit Rock. And we do have to take care with them so that they don't get afraid. But there's a way that they just kind of show up. There's a whole line of trees along the halls, dormitories. There's a whole line of trees that are blooming trees. And when the trees bloom, all these bees come. And the trees are full of these bees. But they are not paying attention to you. They're doing their work. And they come in the morning, and they're all in the trees. And there's a couple of little bees that kind of fly around like the supervisor, watching what's going on and making sure all the humans keep clear of this area right here. We're working here. And then in the evening, they all go and take it to the beehive where they make honey, not too far away in the woods. So it's sort of like this environment that you're living in with all these animals, and they are not minding you and you are not minding them. But there is a comfortability that we can coexist together.
And yeah, I had a frog one time come and sit a foot off my shoulder and we watched the ocean together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is it.
It's pretty cool.
This is part and parcel of coming into this present moment, because if we keep living our lives out of this thinking mind, it is projecting a life in front of us based on stories and TV. And now that we've all lived in a world where we watch TV all the time, our minds are subjected to television. It's subjected to all the TV shows and all the movies we have watched. It's all imprinted on our minds, and our minds project that out as that's what the world is. But this establishment of mindfulness is bringing you into the real present moment, what's really going on here. And even if nothing is happening, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's alive, and it's somehow engaging as an experience, no matter what's going on.
Thank you.
I'll see if there's one more. Yeah, go ahead.
This is terrible because part of my practice is actually not asking a question every time, and I failed again, but...
We love it. You ask as many questions as you want.
One thing I noticed about, I also have trouble with walking meditation, and the drop it and the background around it really helped. But I noticed that my mind was so tricky. You know, like I dropped some thoughts, but then like the undercurrent of thoughts remained, and I tried dropping that too, and I had to drop it every step and then every two steps. So like there was some improvement. And then I had to drop my judgment, and there was also always something to drop. And I guess I'm sharing that there was like a lot of desire from my thoughts to remain. I guess I did see progress at the end, but where I did see the progress was like at the very end, like you said, after the walking session, when I came back here, I felt that there was a change in me. Mm-hmm. But it was a struggle, and I feel like it's going to be a practice that I just keep to repeat.
I'd like to reframe this a little bit. So the struggle part is ordinary thinking. Because the ordinary thinking has an idea of what it should be like. I should be easy, floating, no problem. But in truth, just listening to you describe in detail everything you did, that is present moment awareness. And we have it flipped. We think present moment awareness is easy, still, floating along. That is one of the side benefits that comes or doesn't come. But present moment awareness is knowing what you are doing. So even if you know you're dropping it and then, oh, I see there's some undercurrent there. Try to drop that too. Oh, I see what you're doing. All of that knowing that's going on, and then knowing when you come in the hall the second time that it's a little bit different, all of that is mindfulness. That's what mindfulness is. And it takes a lot to establish this understanding of what true mindfulness is versus the imagery of mindfulness sitting on the beach, hair flowing, wind, little bird off in the distance. That is not mindfulness. That is AI projected mindfulness. But true mindfulness is this knowing that there's some thinking there, and I'm counting, and I'm walking, and I'm here doing this, knowing what you're doing. Even if you can see some of it is not so helpful, some of it is a little irritating, that is mindfulness. And that's what we're trying to establish, is the knowing of that. And this first foundation is designed to help us begin to establish a sense of knowing what we're doing, knowing thinking's happening, knowing seeing's happening, hearing's happening, touching's happening, knowing all of that. You see that? So that framing is you are establishing mindfulness. That's what mindfulness is.
Thank you. Thank you. This is really great. I'll give myself permission to work at it.
That's right. That's right. You just keep beginning again. You're doing great. That's right. Especially I have ADD. My mind is never settled anywhere. It never wants to settle down. Yeah. So I had to learn how to experience present moment without it being about, some kind of still, you know, I don't know, blissful mind. That was a long time coming. All right, good. Well, this was a great morning. We are going to come back at 1 o'clock. I'm going to make some changes to the schedule because I'm realizing I did this a little bit not like I wanted to do it. So I'm going to make a little bit of change to the schedule, but we'll come back at 1 and start on the second foundation and add it into what we've already learned.